You're listening to the LifeSpring Church podcast. For more information about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
Fabulous. So this is the third in the series of Transforming Reading. And amazing thing is, all these different churches all over Reading are doing this talk today. So that's amazing, isn't it? And yeah, just want to honour Neville that he's been part of that network for a very long time and creating that unity across Reading with the churches. And we just say hi to him in Sweden and hello to anybody on the podcast. And everybody will be doing this theme. We're going to be looking at the same scripture together, but I should imagine that everybody will have their own individual tweak on, you know, this talk. And my my little tweak is this, if it comes. Choose your superhero. So it is Transformation of Reading through the Holy Spirit, but I want you to be thinking about, who do you want to be, Superman or do you want to be Iron Man? So keep that at the back of your mind. Hey, Karen, I just seen you there. It's really nice to see you. Sorry, one of my cell members who I love to bits. But before I start that, I just thought I'd tell you a little bit. It's been a very important time for the Debs Burnham and Jamie Burnham family. So there's Sophie. She just got married. And she's in Budapest. And over here is my lovely daughter Sarah with the Duda Bood, as we call her. She's really Ella, but she's our first ever granddaughter. So we're really, really thrilled. And I was just thinking, with it being the 40th... Hey, by the way, Jamie scrubs up well, doesn't he? But anyway, just with it being the 40th... I was going to say wedding anniversary... birthday of LifeSpring Church. I just wanted to say thank you, because both Jamie and I come from very difficult family backgrounds, and the fact that, you know, we're here, we're still married, we've got two girls who are married, is because we've been part of LifeSpring Church and we've had that stability. And I know that some of you came to the service and I was so really touched and grateful to have you there, but so many people have prayed for us, encouraged us behind the scenes, and I just really want to thank you. I've worked out that I've been part of LifeSpring Church for 35 of those 40 years, so that's pretty amazing. But of course, I'm only 21, yeah? Just bearing it in mind. So, lying on stage, how appalling, and in church too. So, going back to the subject, transforming Reading through the power of the Holy Spirit. I just want to just glory in that for a minute, because what it's doing is it's taking the focus off me, you, our little gift, our limitations, the fact that actually... I haven't really got the power to change one person in Reading, let alone the whole of Reading. And it puts the focus on the person I have inside me, which is Jesus, who has the Holy Spirit without measure. So it's an amazing... that's what I want us to focus on today. And I was thinking about God's vision, and this is what was in my mind, that God wants not just Reading, but the whole earth to be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. That's his vision. That's how huge it is. And that's what Holy Spirit is doing, person by person. So that's his vision. We've just to concentrate on our little bit that's in front of us, which is Reading. And God's vision is for the whole of Reading to be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. And I wanted to start off with just imagining and thinking about what Holy Spirit can do. I've recently got one of these flasher phones and spent about a year trying to work out to download podcasts on them, gave them to Zachary Briggs, and I think it was in sort of 0.6 seconds or something, he managed to download, sort out my phone and hand me it so I can have podcasts. So, you know, what can I say? The youth are needed in the church. And anyway, but then I was trying to listen to a podcast and some random thing that I'd recorded a long time ago came out, so I still don't know how to work it. But in that random sort of thing coming on my phone, it was a story that I'd heard a long time ago that I just thought, oh, do you know what? I'm going to share that because that's the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. And it was a lady who had a ministry to Shiite Muslims, so an impossible area, yeah? And she was in a prayer meeting and she felt God say to her and to them in the prayer meeting, you don't really believe me for the impossible. And they felt really convicted about it. So they kind of thought, what do we want to pray? What's our impossible? And what they decided was that they were seeing one or two individual Muslims becoming Christians, and it was paining them how much they had to leave, because it destroyed their family, it made them leave their community. So they decided they were going to pray that God would save Muslim families, and they prayed that whole families would get the same dream on the same night about Jesus. And they set their clock to 12 o'clock. They were in the Middle East to be praying for that. It kind of went viral, and people all over the world were setting their clocks to wake up at exactly the same time and pray. And then some time went past, and somebody came and said to her, oh, you've got a ministry to Shiite Muslims. Let me tell you this story. And it was the answer to their prayers. What happened was Jesus spoke to a pastor and said, I want you to go with your family and move into this town and start a church there. And he went there, and horrifically, three masked men turned up. He opened the door. They shot him dead. And then the amazing, amazing thing happened was two or three months later, God spoke to another pastor and said, I want you to go to that town, and I want you to start a church there. And he obeyed God in the light of that. So went into that flat, moved in with his family. Three masked men came to the door, grabbed him, threw him into the trunk of the car, and he thought, whoa, this is my time to be a martyr for Jesus. Bit of time, gets out of the car, they take him into a huge building, and they take the sack off his head, and he's in a massive room with 900 Shiite Muslim men. And he thought, oh my goodness, it's going to be an honor killing. It's going to be a public killing for me. And the three masked men took off their masks, and one of them said to him, ironically, we did not mean to frighten you. You know, yeah, right. And he said, did you know the pastor who was shot? And he said, yes. And he said, well, I'm the man who pulled the trigger. And on that day, everybody in this room that you see here had the same dream, that we had the blood of this man on our hands, but that a man would come. And he would tell us how to remove that guilt. And they said, are you that man? And he said, yes, I am. And he had the privilege of giving them the gospel. And all those 900 men got saved. And all of their families too. So, yeah. So this is who we're talking about. We're talking about Jesus. And we're talking about the fact that he lives inside us by his Holy Spirit. And it's not what we can do. It's what he can do. And I think he just wants to release hope into the room and faith into the room, and that we lift our eyes to him. So that's my kind of desire for this talk. And so we're going to do the, I'm going to be sniffing online, or tape or whatever it is. And I wonder how loud that comes out when you listen. Anyway, so this is the amazing scripture. And what's been on my mind is God says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So we want to live by this word. And so we know this passage really well, Ephesians 3, but we are going to live by it. Yeah, we're going to live. It's an invitation for us. Okay, so here's Paul. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect father of every father and child in heaven and on the earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Wow. Can you see what is available for you? Do you know it's for you and for little old me? It's amazing. This is what the passion of God's heart is for you, that you would have the unlimited riches of his glory and favor, and that supernatural strength would flood your innermost being. So when I was thinking about that, two words stood out to me: unveil and until. So I want to have a little look at two of those. And I was feeling very much that God wants to unveil this so that we realize it's for us. This is for us, that Jesus lives in me by his Holy Spirit. And Jesus has the Holy Spirit without measure. And this is where my little question is: what's your superhero? Okay, so who, like me, does like the Marvel superheroes? Is there anybody out there? Come on, admit it. Yeah, there's a few of us. Okay, so Iron Man's real identity is Tony Stark, yeah? And for Tony Stark to be able to do his amazing, incredible bits and bobs and save the world, he has to put on that suit and get, you know, all his gizmos and abilities from that. But Superman's hero identity is his real self. He doesn't have to put on a suit. He's got it. He's wearing it all the time. In fact, he masks it by pretending he's Clark Kent, yeah? And he does his little daily walk to the Daily Bugle and pretends he's a reporter and he's got his glasses, yeah? And what I felt like was, you can be Iron Man. You can try hard, you know, try and get a bit more, get a bit stronger, become a bit better, learn how to do things a bit more, stir yourself up, stir that little gift up. Or you can put your focus on the fact that your real hero identity is Jesus, is in you. And that ordinariness that we are all aware of, you know, that thing where you just feel like you come to church, it's like yes, and then you go back and it's like, you know, walking through your week and the things that you come up against. And the things I come up against most is kind of like, oh Debs, for goodness sake, you know, bit ordinary, could do better, big little report card in the sky, could do better, you know. But actually that ordinariness is a veil that makes me forget who I am. In fact, actually, who I carry. So I'm just going to unveil, which is a little bit, kind of feels a little bit creepy, doesn't it, me doing this? I'm sorry about that. I don't mean it to be some horrendous striptease thing. I apologize. But I just thought I'd show you I'm wearing my Superman t-shirt. So apologies to anybody freaked out by that moment. But it says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. And I really want to kind of say, yeah, I'm ordinary. I am a jar of clay. Woo! I'm just, you know, that is who I am. But who I am is a jar of clay. So it makes it really obvious who is in me. Jesus is in me. He's the amazing one. I'm not amazing. I can't save anybody. I can't, you know, do any of those things. But I have the person in me who can and who has the Holy Spirit without measure. So underneath, inside you is Jesus, the hope of glory. And I want to say to you, are you ready to take off the veil of ordinariness? And see beyond to the extraordinary person who lives in you. And are you going to say, I'm not going to agree with that kind of apathy, discouragement, disappointment, awareness of my clayness. And am I going to fix my eyes on the person who is inside me? And am I going to honor Holy Spirit that he lives in me? So that's my little challenge. I think Holy Spirit, Jesus, wants to take away the veil so we see and really know the truth that he lives in us. And he is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. So that was my first one. My second word was until. And what I felt was like, one of the ways we can honor Holy Spirit in a way is to say, I am going to call out to you. I am going to seek you, believing that you reward those who seek you. I am going to seek you with everything I've got until, because I am not going to be satisfied with the powerlessness that is in my life, because that is not your will for me. I'm going to be honest about it, and I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to tarry for you. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do anything. I'm doing my spirit cafe, and I am giving it everything I've got to see in my little way with my kind of team that we're going to see Reading saved. But I know there is so much more, because that verse tells me that he wants to give me supernatural strength and divine might and explosive power. So I really want to challenge you about the until. I think for me, I'm very quick to think this isn't for me. This is for somebody else. This is for these super duper people. I'm just ordinary. And that's that veil that has got to go, because it means I become passive and I don't seek him with all I've got. And the thing that I do know about Father God is that he responds to hunger. And I just don't think I'm desperate enough. And the reason I'm not desperate enough is because I don't really think this is for me. So that veil has got to go. And I just want to ask you, you know, let's not make excuses for powerlessness. Let's not get discouraged by it either, but let's cry out, yeah, cry out with passion until he changes us, until we start to see the invitation to that door, to that promise, to what God really wants for us to be filled and flooded with him as the water, you know, the knowledge of God flooding and filling Reading as the waters cover the sea. So I'm kind of saying, will you ask God, will you seek him to shake off unbelief, to shake off disappointment, to shake off complacency, and seek him for that until? Will you say, do you know what, this is for me. This is for me. Reading needs this as well. Jesus wants this. This is Father's heart for me. I'm going to seek him until. I'm going to be a jar of clay so that the all-surpassing incredibleness of God is revealed in me. And I'm not going to stop until I see that incredibleness revealed in me. Yeah? Amen. Thank you for that. So next little, God's desire is to flood you. I like little pictures, because you know that thing where my picture is too small in my head about what he wants to do. He wants to flood. He doesn't want to trickle. He wants to flood. And he wants to, that to me was like that picture of Reading covered with the, as the waters cover the sea. So my next bit of Ephesians, then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Wow, how amazing. And I just want to, when I was thinking about that, I'm a bit of a half-empty person, so I kind of keep seeing things as challenges. Other people who are half-full see things as opportunities. But all the way through your life, God is giving you challenges, opportunities, where you learn to trust Jesus. He helped me with this, so he'll help me with that. Okay, here's the next thing. He helped me with this, he'll help me with that. And we get to be constantly using our faith. And why? Because Jesus, his life, he wants it to be released deep inside you. So I just want to encourage you, the following Jesus is a walk, one step forward. Right, okay, next challenge, right, I'm going to put my next foot forward. I'm not going to go back, I'm just going to take that next step. And I want you to realize that is what he's doing. That is what he's doing in you. And he wants you to be constantly using your faith. And one of the things that's been challenging me is that often I manage so well without him. And it's because I'm not putting myself in any place of risk. So I just want to put that out there, that one of the ways God wants us to is to be constantly using our faith. So let's constantly do that. And, you know, little challenge. Is there somewhere where you could be taking a risk? Because God wants to release the presence of Jesus, the life of Jesus deep within you. Wow. What an amazing invitation. And then this scripture is just like blows your mind with the goodness of God and his desire for us. So it gets even better. Oh, I forget half of what I've done, honestly. Yeah, little by little, Debs. Here we go. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Wow. Can you see what God's plan is for you? The kindness of God, that the most... You know, the thing that leaps out to me, the most important thing he wants you to know is that you're loved. Isn't that incredibly kind? Incredibly kind. And he wants to pour that love into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Wow. Are you getting the magnitude of what God wants to do? And I just want to say to you, that is where our strength comes from. Knowing we're loved by Father God. So again, I want to say to you, if that's a bit of a wobbly thing for you, it's taken me a long time with that, with stuff that's been in my life, seek him with courage, not getting discouraged, because that is his heart for you, that you would really know and be able to grasp how loved you are. And then you will find such a passion for Jesus, just responding to that incredible love. So seek him. He is so faithful and he loves it when we're hungry. And this is his desire for you and for me, that we would know his love in such an incredible way that we would be filled and flooded with God. And that's how full Holy Spirit wants to be inside of you. He wants you to be completely filled and flooded. God wants us to overflow so that Reading will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. So this is it in the Amplified version. So I'm just giving you it again because it's so incredible. I pray that you may come to know practically, through personal experience, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be, and look at all these words, filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. Whoa, yeah? Wow. That is an invitation. Are you going to live with the Word of God? Or are you going to live by the Word of God? And is it stirring up a hunger in you for so much more? I've got such poverty mindsets, and they have seriously got to come down. Because if we're going to see Reading saved, which is God's heart, he wants to flood it as the waters cover the sea. So we're the sea, a part of it. I think we're the waters, you know, carrying Holy Spirit, filled and flooded with God himself. Woo. There is a lifestyle available to us that is far greater than we realize or are experiencing now. And we actually need this lifestyle of overflow if we are going to see Reading transformed. I'm too busy trying to get by with my day. And he wants me to overflow. Yeah? And a cup isn't full until it overflows. So there is so much more. So I just want to say, I'm not coming at this from a discouraged place. I'm coming from this from a place of, wow, there is so much more. And I feel a stirring in my heart that God wants to do so much more. And I'm just wanting to stir you too. So this is a little quote from, obviously, Bill Johnson. As you know, I'm a bit of a fan. So, by far, the greatest gift ever received by us is the Holy Spirit himself. Those who discover the value of his presence enter realms of intimacy with God never considered previously possible. And out of this vital relationship arises our ministry of power. So I just want to encourage you to honor Holy Spirit, value Holy Spirit. Ask him to make you so much more aware of his presence. Change things in your life if you know they're grieving him. Value and honor him. And I'm praying, Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom to value you. Give me the wisdom to value your presence. Take that veil from my eyes so I see that you're inside me. And so I really want to encourage you to do that as well. So this is how John 15 puts it. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, that is, if we are vitally united and my message lives in your heart, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. That is the amazing promise of God. So it's so huge, it's so massive that I want to shrink back into just being an ordinary jar of clay. But I'm a jar of clay that contains the surpassing greatness of God. And I have the Holy Spirit in me. And Jesus lives in me by the Holy Spirit. And he can do anything. Yeah. And if I remain in him, my job is to kind of treasure Holy Spirit. Treasure that relationship with him. Believe what he says. Follow him. Be led by him. And that's what is available to me that I can ask. Isn't it amazing? I was thinking, I stood up and prayed for Evelyn. And the reason I can do that is because of Jesus. You know, we're amazing. Because of him, there are these impossible situations that we actually can pray about. Isn't that amazing? And he actually says we can ask whatever we ask for and it will be done. And that's what they asked for. And 900 Shiite Muslims gave their lives to the Lord. They all had the same dream. And their families got saved too. This is our God who lives inside us. So I was thinking about that. I'm just going to have another swig. And I wonder what you're thinking when I'm talking about this. Do you see it's an invitation? Is it stirring up passion? Or is it, you know, if you're like me, you're very quick to get caught up in the ordinary struggles of life and forget. And when I was praying about it, a couple of weeks ago in church, because often when I'm worshipping, you get little things from God, don't you, where he's talking to you. And I just felt, it was like a little glimmer, because with me I just get kind of little glimmery things and I could bat them away because they last like a little second, little thought from God. But I just had this glimmer of his compassion, Jesus' compassion over us. And it was reminding me of that scripture, I think I've got a little picture. You know that one where Jesus says, "Oh, Jerusalem, I'm longing for you. I really wish I could gather you like a hen gathers her chicks under her." And I just felt like Jesus was almost like weeping over us because he sees the discouragement and he wants to take it away and he really wants to comfort us. And I felt like he was, it was a funny thing really, but he said, you know, people, and this was really talking to me, become discouraged because, you know, things haven't always worked out the way we thought they would. You look back at your life and there's been some funny things have happened and you think, That was after I came to follow you, Jesus, and I didn't think it was going to go like that. And we've had people we've prayed for and issues we've had to deal with, and we get bogged down in that ordinariness, yeah? And I felt God say this amazing thing to me, that little do we know that these failures, these disappointments, this sense of lack that we carry is what qualifies us. Because we begin to realize I'm just a jar of clay. It's not about me. It's not about what I can do. It's not about my ministry. It's not about my ego. I'm not a superhero, but I have a supernatural superhero within me. And it's time to realize and celebrate it's Jesus who lives inside me, who has the Holy Spirit without measure. And if I allow him to live through me, whoa, Reading could be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. So I just feel like he's saying to you, you're qualified because you realize your disqualification, if you know what I mean. And I hope that makes sense. And it reminded me of a prophecy that I read in, this is a book by Isabel Allen, and I just want to read it to you because I think it's really important. This is a season for the regular people when we all get to participate in the glory of God and make him famous. In early 1994, I had a vision in which I saw a multitude of people walking down a street. It was a narrow cobblestone street. There were old buildings on both sides. I noticed that everyone was holding a lantern. The shape and size of the lanterns was exactly the same, and their brilliance was identical. No one was bigger or brighter than another one. The light of the lanterns was such that I could see even the smallest crack on the road and on the walls of the buildings. It made everything completely clear and the hidden things become noticeable. However, there was one thing I could not understand. In spite of the brightness of the light in all those lanterns, I could not see the faces of the people carrying them. I could see their silhouettes, but their features were hidden behind the brightness of the lanterns. And at that moment, the Lord spoke and said, "What you see right now is the army of people who will carry my glory throughout the streets of the nations of the world. I am preparing a generation that will be the carriers of my glory, which will be so strong and powerful that it will shine in the darkest places. The whole world will see my glory through them. However, no one will know or recognize them. They will be so hidden by my glory that no one will know who they are, but everyone will see me when they look at them. This is the nameless and faceless generation." I don't know about you, but I feel so encouraged by that, that it's not about me becoming this incredible person. It's not about me getting all the, you know, trying really hard, becoming Iron Man. It's about my light shining because Jesus is in me. And when people see me, they see Jesus, and I'm living to make him famous. So are you willing to become one of the nameless and faceless, one of the ordinary, regular people who bring in the ministry of Jesus and honor Holy Spirit's presence inside you? I hope so. So my kind of what I've been praying because of this, I've been praying it's for quite a while. This is my prayer. Holy Spirit, I pray that a passion in my heart will grow for you. I pray that a passion in my heart will grow to be led by you. I pray that you will give me the wisdom to treasure your presence as my number one priority and to be careful not to grieve you. I pray that my focus will be on Jesus and I will seek him with all my heart. I pray, Lord God, that your unlimited power will operate out of me because Jesus is inside me. I pray that I'll be one of the nameless and faceless generation that makes Jesus famous. And I don't know if you want to, if that kind of resonates with you, and you feel yeah, I want that. How about we stand and let's just pray that? Because we want to have that vision, don't we, of Holy Spirit. There's me. I'm just a jar of clay, but I'm Superman because I've got Jesus inside me. And I'm qualified because I realize I'm disqualified. I forget what I put on these things. And it's no selfies because it's not about me. It's not about my little gift. It's about Jesus. Yeah? So let's just pray. And the one thing so I'm going to lead us in a prayer, but this is what I'm praying to repent of not needing Jesus. I'm praying to repent of not needing him. That's my number one thing, and managing on my own and not believing that he lives in me. So if you feel like that, that's what I'm going to pray. So, Father, I just want to thank you for everybody here. I want to thank you that every single one of them is a temple for Holy Spirit. I want to thank you that that is who we are, a temple for the Holy Spirit. That Jesus, you live in us by your Holy Spirit. And Jesus, I want to say sorry for living with such a deep sense of my ordinariness that I forget who is within me. I just want to repent of that. I want to repent of not believing that you live in me. And I want to repent of trying really hard in my own strength, trying to be Iron Man in my little way of thinking, instead of believing in Jesus and that he is able to do immeasurably more. So I want to pray, Father, for us that we will have a focus on the person who is within us, Jesus. Jesus, who has the Holy Spirit without measure, and that we won't live to kind of build up our ministry, but we will live to build up the ministry of Jesus. And God, yeah, I just repent of every way I haven't needed you. I've lived so I don't need you. I've lived without praying, without taking risk. And I just, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for that comfort, Holy Spirit, that you want to give, that you would just come with your comfort for all the ways we've been lied to by the enemy and got discouraged and thought we're not very good or we're useless or we're ordinary or there's nothing good in us. We just repent of believing with those lies and we just celebrate the fact that we're jars of clay, yes, but we are jars of clay so that the all-surpassing greatness of God can be revealed in us. And I want to ask in your mercy, Jesus, that you would unveil us, that you would unveil us, that you would take away the veil from our minds and our hearts so we see Jesus lives within us. And I ask that you would bless us with a hunger and a passion to call out and believe for more of Holy Spirit until God's explosive power moves through us. Father God, I pray for gifts of faith to be released all around the room. And I just want to pray, especially for people my sort of age, that any kind of weariness from the journey, Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you come and wash that dust off our feet? Would you come and wash that weariness? That weariness off our feet, and would you come and breathe resurrection life into our hearts? And I pray, Father God, that you would waken our spirits to the more that you have for us, and that we would be a generation, that we would be a church that just has the more, that lives for Jesus, that sees the ministry of Jesus impact those around us with the love of God. Yeah, so I pray, let your kingdom come. And we thank you, God, that this is your great desire for us. Wow. Let faith arise for the greatness of that desire to be birthed in us and lived through us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. To find out more about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.